Welcome to Immigration on the Canadian Prairies podcast, a place where we will look at immigration, education, careers, healthcare, technology, childcare, anything that will help you to live your best life when you choose to immigrate to Western Canada. If this sounds like something that sparks your interest, then stick around. I am your host, Lindsay Rubnick, and you are listening to Immigration on the Canadian Prairies podcast. Hey everyone, welcome back. And it is Tidbit Thursday here on Immigration on the Canadian Prairies. And I am your host, Lindsay Rubnick. And today I'm going to be bringing you information or goods on a Canadian immigration program and maybe a career tip or two that will hopefully help you find or land a great job here on the Canadian Prairies. So today as I record this, it is pretty much the end of September. And that means on the Canadian Prairies that we are knee deep into harvest. And actually, some of us are done. So with it being a marvelous fall day, I want to focus in on the agri-food pilot that Immigration, Refugee, and Citizenship Canada have been implementing for the last year or two. And hey, do not switch me off yet just because you are not a farmer. And I want to share some quick facts with you just to prove that you can probably be eligible for this program, even if you aren't actually a farmer and do not own your own farm. And my first quick fact is, did you know that only 2% of the agricultural industry are actually farmers and producers? So in other words, 98% of people who work in the agricultural field are employed because of farmers, but they do not farm. Further, they tend to live and work in mid-sized cities throughout the prairies. However, us here in the farming communities are in great need of a lot of people to fill a lot of positions. And these positions are farm managers, general farm workers, food processors, and so much more. Now, what I really want to get down to today is to have you listen and see if you or someone you know could immigrate through this program. Now to start, if you know anything about the immigration programs developed by Canada, you will know that they always have a reason behind the creation of them. And this program, my friend, is no exception. The Agri-Food Pilot helps address the labor needs of the Canadian agri-food sector. The pilot provides a pathway in permanent residence for experienced, non-seasonal workers in specific industries and occupations. And it's expected that this pilot will run until May of 2023. And I have a sneaky suspicion that if it's successful, they will extend it. Now, what do you have in order to be eligible? And I got the answers for you. So first off, you must have eligible Canadian work experience. And what this means is that you must have a minimum of 1 year of non-seasonal full-time work in the past 3 years. So what Immigration Canada considers full-time 1 year would be 1,560 hours. And just so you know, IRCC only counts 30 hours per week. So even if you worked 45 hours in some weeks, they do not count those extra 15 hours. IRCC will only count 30 hours per week over a 52-week time frame. And non-seasonal, just so we are sure, means that you must have worked throughout the winter, spring, summer, and fall. But the bonus part of this pilot is that you can actually count your hours in different eligible occupations and with different employers. So that's a really neat thing because in other programs, you have to like stick with your same occupation or with the same employer. But with this pilot, they're letting you mix and mingle. And just a word of caution, though, you cannot count your hours if you were not paid, if you were self-employed, worked part-time, were seasonal, and where, of course, you were not authorized to work by IRCC. Definitely don't submit that because that would lead to you having to leave the country. All right. Now let's look at the occupations that are eligible. So your occupation that you worked in must be from one or more of the following. So you could be a retail butcher, an industrial butcher, farm supervisor, special livestock worker, food processing laborer, general farm worker, or harvesting laborer. Your position must be through the temporary foreign worker program, and she'll also have been supported by a labor market impact assessment, and you might hear them referred to as the LMIA. And your LMIA must have had a minimum 12-month work duration, and it had to have been submitted by your employer when you were hired. So if you are not sure, you can ask your former or current employer about the duration. Your former or current employer is actually required to keep all this information on file, so they'll have the positive LMIA. They may even have a copy of the application, and definitely they're going to have hours worked, which you'll also need. Okay, so excellent. You feel you have met this criteria so far, or you know someone else who has. So let's move on, my friend, and find out what else we need. Now, besides proving your work experience, you will now need to provide some additional paperwork on top of what I just said. And this will be in regards to your education, your language, and of course, a job offer. Similar to other immigration programs in Canada, Immigration Canada will require for you to provide them with either a Canadian high school diploma, which I suspect a lot of us won't have, right? So therefore, they will require an educational assessment report from a designated organization showing that you did in fact complete your secondary school. Now, the ECA report must be less than 5 years old on the date of your application and have been issued on or after the date the organization was designated. So I'm going to put a link in my show notes and you can actually just click on it. So if you do need to get your education assessed to prove that you have completed secondary school or above, then you can easily just find your country and be able to get on with it. Okay. So the other thing you would also have to prove is your language. And we all know that in order to have a great relationship with our employer, we must be able to communicate with them, right? So you as the principal applicant must meet the Canadian language benchmark of 4 in reading, writing, speaking, and listening. You will then need to provide an approved language test that is not more than 2 years old, again, from the date you apply. So let's say that you have an English test and it was 2 years ago from August, and you're submitting your application tomorrow, it would be outdated, right? Because you need to actually have it on the day or less 2 years on the date you submit. And the languages test that they will accept, also I will put a link in the show notes so you can see that. So I would strongly advise if you are in Canada to take your CELPEP, because I have actually heard it's much easier than the IELTS for my clients. Either way, I'll give you information on either of those tests. So if your language tests are more than 2 years old, then you know where to go. Now, the other part is going to be for you to show that you have enough money to provide for you and your family, even if they are not coming with you to Canada if you do not have a job currently. So for example, if you were just coming to Canada as a single individual, you would need to show that you have $13,213 in your account as of September of 2021. This changes every year. So remember, if you're listening to this from a year from now, it may have increased slightly. Let's say now you have a spouse and 2 children. You would need to show that you have $24,553 in your bank account. And that's a lot of money. So the great news is that if you actually have a job right now and are working on a valid permit here in Canada, you do not have to show these funds. So I really hope you have a job. All right, let's move on. The other important supporting document you will need is from your employer. And this is what we call the job offer. The job offer must have the name of the occupation you will be tasked with. And remember, it must be under an eligible occupation that I mentioned previously. The job offer must be full-time, so that means you must be working 30 hours per week and you must be getting paid. The position must be non-seasonal. This means you have to have consistent, regularly scheduled paid employment throughout the year, and the job offer letter does not have to have an end date of employment. The job offer's wage must meet the prevailing minimum wage for the occupation. And this means that there is a certain wage that you are required to be paid. And I will put a link to the show notes. So just look for the prevailing minimum wage link and I'll have a link where it explains what that means. And it should be able to direct you to the province and region you work in. So in summary, if you meet the expectations of IRCC in terms of having a valid job offer and you have work experience, along with the additional documents I mentioned, then you can definitely apply. If you do not have a job offer, work experience, language test, education assessed, a valid work permit, then your application for permanent resident will more than likely be refused if you submit without any of these documents. Well, my friends, I know for a fact, personally, there is a tremendous shortage of farm managers and workers, as well as butchers, food processors, and livestock workers throughout the Canadian prairies. If you are a person, or again, if you know someone who has the potential to become a permanent resident through this program, I strongly encourage you to check out the Agri-Food Pilot through Immigration, Refugee, and Citizenship Canada. I know that we would love to see a skilled worker such as yourself here on the prairies. Chat soon. Well, that's a wrap, my friends. Short and sweet as always. I appreciate you taking the time to learn more about the Canadian prairies and information that could be important to you on your immigration journey. I will leave you with some links in the show notes for you that relate to this podcast. Also, do not forget to download your Canadian Immigration Goal Worksheet at 100thMeridianImmigration.ca/goal. This is a great resource to help you work towards your dream of immigrating to Canada. If you are interested in learning more about the topic in this episode, would like to receive more information on life on the prairies, or just further immigration career tips, then connect with me, your Canadian Prairie Girl, at immigration@100meridian.ca. Until next time, my friends, live rural, live well.
And the road still winds through this prairie sunrise. Got guns to my left, wheat fields to my right. Country roads, I've been searching all this time, and I think I'm almost home. And all the time, time it takes to pass my past and just live.